Blog Talk Radio.
God, we said tonight, amazed at your power, amazed at your strength, amazed at your glory. So tonight we offer this song to you, just to let you know how we really feel about you. Come on, Ashley, help me sing this song tonight.
It's so amazing,
so amazing,
your love for me,
your love for me.
So amazing,
so amazing,
your sacrifice for me, for every blessing,
for every blessing
given to me,
given to me,
for
every valley,
you used to pray
to me,
send me, I don't deserve your.
Come on, everybody, lift your hands and say,
"Come on, everybody
around the world.
Not for your grace,
where would I be?
Where would I be?"
Oh, come on, lift your hands, everybody. Come on, it's so amazing.
It's so amazing,
so amazing.
Your love for me,
your love for me.
It's so amazing.
Your sacrifice for me,
for every blessing
given to me,
for every valley,
you.
strength. I stand amazed at your power, so amazing, amazing. I stand amazed at your glory. I stand amazed at your strength. I stand amazed at your power, so amazing, amazing. So
hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, let's give God some praise on this morning, amen. Come on, come on, come on, enter in with all faith. Hallelujah, hallelujah. If you just keep your mind stayed on him, amen. For the Bible tells us he would keep us in perfect peace. Come on, let's give God some praise. Come on, let's bless the Lord at all times. Let his praise, cause let the praise of God continue to be in our mouths. Come on, come on, hallelujah, hallelujah. Rosha Baba Shakaya. Come on, let's give God some praise, family, this morning. When we know it could have been, it should have been, but God has kept us on today. Amen. Hallelujah. We did not sleep the sleep of death, but of restoration and refreshing that we're here on today. We thank you, Father God. Come on, let's give God some praise. Hallelujah. No matter where you at or what you're going through, amen. No matter what it looked like, God is still able. Amen. Hallelujah. My Lord, my God. My soul shall boast in the Lord. Amen. The humble shall hear of it and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me and let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord and he heard me and delivered me from all my fears. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who trusts in him. Amen. Come on, let's decree and declare on Psalm 122 on today. And when I was so glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Oh, give ear, O Lord, to our prayers on today and attend to the voice of our supplication. Oh, Lord, teach us your way, O Lord of God. We will walk in your truth, O God. Unite our hearts and fear your name. We will praise you, O Lord our God, with all our hearts, and we will glorify your name forevermore. Amen. For great is your mercy towards us, and you have delivered our soul from the depths of Sheol, O God. And we just want to say thank you. Oh, Father God, we come giving you our honor, praise, and glory, and all the admiration. We come exalting your name above all names, for there's no one greater than you, Lord God. And we just want to say thank you, O God. We thank you for new mercy and new grace, O God. We thank you for this day, for this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Lord, we thank you for every beat of our heart and every breath that we take, O God. We thank you, Lord God, for giving your angels charge over us, O God, keeping us unseen and unforeseen dangers of this world, O God. We thank you, O God, for keeping those in our family, O God. We thank you, O God, that we can decree a thing and it shall be established in our lives, O God. So we decree and declare on today restoration, restore hope and joy, O God. We decree and declare that we're healed, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen. And it's you that have blessed us, O God. And we just want to say thank you as we enter in on today, O God. We ask, O God, do a new thing in us, O God. We come to be changed on today, O God. Oh, Lord, touch and change, O God. Touch and deliver us and set us free from anything that's not of you right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen. Oh, Heavenly Father, we come humbling ourselves under your mighty hand that we may be forgiven and delivered from all that's not of you right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen. Oh, Lord, search our hearts this morning, oh God. If it be any wicked way in us, let it be exposed right now and taken out the way. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen. We decree and declare that our life belongs to you, oh God. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for your finished work on Calvary, that we can decree and declare by the blood of Jesus Christ, amen, that we're redeemed from the curse of the law of sin and death. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Heavenly Father, we want to hear from you on today. Amen. My Lord, my God. Oh, Holy Spirit, as we pray, we ask that you would quicken us to hear our Heavenly Father's voice and lead us in prayer. Oh, Lord, we come seeking in first your kingdom and all your righteousness on today, oh God. Heavenly Father, we bow and worship before you. We come to you with praise and with thanksgiving. We come to you in humility and spirit and trembling and seeking truth, oh God. We come to you in gratitude and love through the precious blood of your dear Son, Jesus Christ, another, our Lord and Savior. And we just want to say thank you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Heavenly Father, it's written in your word according to John chapter 10 that your sheep know your voice. And Heavenly Father, we are one of your sheep, and we ask you, Heavenly Father, to teach us to hear your voice distinctly and clearly according to John chapter 10. We ask you to increase your anointing on us to clearly hear and know your voice and not that of a stranger. We ask you to do this in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, give us the ability, Heavenly Father, to hear your voice. We ask this according to John 16 and 23 in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we thank you for it, Lord. We decree and declare on today that eyes have not seen, nor ears have heard, or entered into the hearts of men the plans that you have for us, your children. We decree and declare joy has come this morning. When your word says, oh God, that we've been doing for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. And we decree and declare that joy has come this morning. Amen. We decree and declare that we're filled with so much joy, unspeakable joy. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. So that we decree and declare that peace has come and peace is filled because we keep our minds stayed on you. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. So that we decree and declare we're healed because you are Jehovah Rapha, the Lord who heals. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we decree in the presence of the baddest one, because it is you that goes before us. It is you, O God, that fights our battles. You are Jehovah's the boss. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, hallelujah, God. Oh, Lord, do a new work in us right now, God. Lord, we even pray right now, God, and even while we're praying right now, God, that you would deliver those in our family out of harm's way. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we decree in the presence that our family members are delivered from the wicked ones that seek to destroy them and take their lives. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, oh God. Oh Lord, let everyone in our family, oh God, even ourselves be delivered from every form of way of addiction. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. We bless your holy name, Father God. We decree and declare on today that turnaround has come. Amen. We decree and declare that breakthrough has come. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we decree and declare when we've fallen behind, that we, hallelujah, that we have the anointing to catch up in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your shed blood. Know that it cleanses us from all unrighteousness according to 1 John 1 and 9. It allows us to come boldly to the throne room of grace according to Hebrews 4 and 16. We're thankful for the power and the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that protects, cleans, heals, and delivers, sanctifies, redeems, justifies, and makes all things new. We decree and declare that we're walking in our newness of today. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. Heavenly Father, keep us from all evil, God, and those in our family. Oh Lord, sanctify us through your word of truth. Let us be one with our brothers and sisters that the world may believe and know that we've been sent by you. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh Lord, it's our heart's desire and prayer today for Israel that is hallelujah, that they may be saved. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh Lord, let us be counted worthy of our calling and fulfill all the good pleasure of your goodness and the work of faith and power. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh God, Lord, let your word have free course in our lives. Amen. For we are your children. Amen. Hallelujah. Lord, we delight ourselves in you, Father God, to do your will. So we bind our will to your will, Heavenly Father, and our mind to the mind of Christ. Oh, Lord, let thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Oh, Lord, give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation and knowledge of Jesus Christ. Let the eyes of our understanding be enlightened that we might know what is the hope of our calling, what are the riches of the glory of your inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of your power towards us who believe. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, oh, Lord, strengthen us with might by your spirit in the inner man. Amen. Let Christ the will in our heart by faith, and let us be rooted and grounded in love, and let us, oh God, comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and the length and the depth and the height of your love. Amen. Let us know the love of Christ, which surpasses all understanding, that way we may be filled in all fullness. Amen. All the fullness of God. And we just want to say thank you, Lord, do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask or think of, according to the power that works in us. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, let utterance be given us that we're holy, that we may open our mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel. Amen. Let us, oh God, be abound in more love and more knowledge. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh Lord, let us approve things that are excellent, that we may be sincere, holy, and without offense until the day of Christ Jesus coming. Amen. Lord, let us know Jesus and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his suffering being made conformable to death. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we just want to say thank you. Lord, give us peace always by all means.
and be with us. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, let us stand perfect and complete in all the will of God. Oh, Lord, let us be strengthened with all might according to your glorious power, to all patience and long-suffering with joyfulness. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. We declare, look at Matthew 16 and 19, that we have the keys of the kingdom, and whatever we bind on earth is bound in heaven, and whatever we loose on earth is loosed in heaven. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we bind our sickness and disease release against our mind, our body right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen. We bind the principalities, powers, and rules of darkness of this world and spiritual wickedness in high places. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we bind Leviathan and all power spirits arrayed against our life and those in our family. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen. My Lord, my God, and we just want to say thank you. We bless your holy name. We loose ourselves and those in our family from all generational curses and hereditary spirits. We loose ourselves from every assignment of destruction and witchcraft, sorcery, and divination. Amen. We loose ourselves from every spoken curse and negative word spoken against our life and those in our family. And we just want to thank you, Lord God, that it is so and it is done, that it shall be no other way. We bless your holy name, O Lord. We ask in Jesus' name that you will open up the channels of our spirit. O Lord, right now, let there be a great pouring in, O God of our glory. Fill these your temples with as much Shekinah glory as possible, O Lord. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God, because we believe it and we receive it right now. Lord Jesus Christ, we're asking you, hallelujah, according to John 14, verse 13 and 14, to wash over our minds with the blood of Jesus Christ and cleanse out all darkness and all faults that are contrary to your will and destiny for our lives. We come against the spirit of fear because you did not give us the spirit of fear, but a love, power, and a sound mind, and we operated it right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, we ask you, Lord Jesus, to shut any doors that need to be shut, whether spiritual or natural, to open any doors that need to be opened, whether spiritual or natural, in our lives and those in our family and all that we love and concerned about. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Heavenly Father, we ask you to give us and each person that we will pray for today, clarity of vision, clarity of sight, clarity of thought, clarity of mind, clarity of knowing and hearing your voice, according to John 16 and 23, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we ask in Jesus Christ's holy name, that you will release your warring angels, oh God, to war against any spirits designed to stop our prayers from being answered on today, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, because we have faith, we decree and declare that our prayers will not be earthbound, but they will ascend into the supernatural, amen. So we decree and declare, hallelujah, answer prayers on today, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, I pray that you will continue to bless, heal, and touch up. Oh Lord, make a way out of no way for the life of your daughter Classic, for the life of your daughter Bernestina, for the life of your daughter Vera, amen, for your life of your daughter Bonnie, for the life of your daughter Eliza Jane, for the life of your daughter Shonda Lisa, for the life of your daughter Brenda Gale, for the life of your daughter Connie O'Gara, for the life of your daughter Dorita O'Gara, for the life of your daughter Hashababo Shataya Kim O'Gara, for the life of your daughter Curl O'Gara, for your life of your daughter Hashababo Shamamare Keshakaya, for the life of your daughter Sharon O'Gara, for the life of your daughter Erlene O'Gara, for the life of your daughter Twan O'Gara, for the life of your son Louis O'Gara, Robobo Shamare Teya. Lord, we just want to say thank you as we decree and declare victory of our lives, for the life of our children and grandchildren, children to come, our husbands O'Gara, our wives O'Gara. Hallelujah to your name, God. Our church family, oh God. Oh Lord, bless in a mighty way right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh Lord, let there be a revival of fire on today. Oh Lord, set up a fire with the Holy Ghost. Let the fire become even more. Let the fire become like a furnace. Oh Lord, let the fire become contagious. That anyone that were around today will catch fire in your Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus Christ, that healing will spring forth, oh God. Deliverance will come from every addiction. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, wholeness will come, amen. Joy will come, amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, peace will come and be still, amen. My Lord, my God, oh Lord, help on today. And we just want to say thank you as we decree and declare this. So, oh Lord, I ask in Jesus Christ's holy name, bless us in our going and coming on today. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, oh Lord, let us receive traveling grace and mercy. Those in our family that will be traveling, oh God. Oh Lord, go before us, preparing the way, making every crooked path straight, and then suiting up every rough patch. In the name of Jesus Christ, we plead the blood of Jesus Christ over every vehicle, hallelujah, that we may take on today. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, let there be the mechanical phase, no breakdown, no tickets, no pullovers. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ all around about it right now. Every road, street, highway, airway, seaway, building a place. Everywhere our feet may tread, heads may lay. We decree and declare the blood of Jesus Christ covers us and protects us. And no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And every tongue that rises up against us in judgment, Lord, your word says you shall condemn. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen. We put on us right now the full arm of God. And we decree and declare the full arm of God covers us from the crown of our heads to the soles of our feet. We take the shield of faith and we quench every fiery dart of the enemy sent our way right now or even in the future. We take the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, and we use it against all the forces of hell that tries to come into our lives and the life of our family and loved ones. Amen. And we decree and declare with all faith that the gates of hell cannot prevail against us. Amen. My Lord, my God. Lord, we love you. Lord, we need you. More of you and less of ourselves, oh God. We surrender all over to you right now, Lord. Have your way, Lord God. In the name of Jesus Christ, my Lord, he kind of bullshit. We love you and we thank you. We bless your holy name, Father God. We decree and declare that turnaround is coming. We are blessed and we are going from glory to glory to glory. And wealth and riches are in our home, and we thank you for it, Lord. We decree and declare with all faith, amen, that we're the head and not the tail, on top and not beneath it. We don't owe anyone anything but to love them. We are the righteousness of God, amen. Clothed with the robe of righteousness, sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise, healed by the stripes of Jesus. Children of God, born again of the incorruptible seed of the word of God. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father God. And we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but sin. And we thank you, Lord. Lord, we love you. We thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. Amen. Come on, let's give God some praise on today, family. If you open up your mouth and just thank God right here, if you just take this time and just thank him, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Just thank him right now. I don't care what you're going through right now. I don't care what it feels like. I don't care what the doctor said. I don't care how your children act out. I don't care, hallelujah, what your husband or wife may have done, amen, what your employer said, hallelujah. I want you to know that God is able, amen, hallelujah. I don't care what the report says. We're going to believe the report of the Lord, amen. We walk by faith and not by sight, amen, hallelujah. Trust in God in it all. I encourage you all today to just give it all over to him. I encourage you all today, family, to just trust God. Amen.
Just trust.
God is able.
Thank you, Jesus.
He is the creator of all things.
Yes,
all things are in the hands of him. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. He's never out of control. God is in control of all things. Don't let the enemy fool you. Hallelujah. You sign up the mouth of the enemy. God is just the devil and he shall flee.
Yes, Lord. Thank you.
We bless
thank
your name.
You.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Right there. Right there in faith. Right there. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Lord.
Good morning, family. Good morning and welcome. Welcome this Saturday morning. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us all rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. When it could have been, it should have been, but God. Amen. We are back on this line Saturday morning. And as we continue on in this journey that's called life, things will happen. Some of us will still be here. And as we've been on this line, we have seen
some go home to glory, but we are still here. And the Bible says everything that have breath, praise the Lord. Amen. So
Lord,
good morning,
yes,
family.
Lord,
it
amen.
Is so good to be on the line and be in the land of the living this morning, to be in position to be used by God. Hallelujah. Good morning and good morning. Amen. I'm going to start with Aunt Classy. Good morning, Aunt Classy. Welcome. How you doing and how you been?
I'm doing good. I thank God for waking me up this morning, closing my right mind. Thank
Amen.
You for that wonderful prayer. I'm glad to be back on the line.
Amen.
And
yes,
all my
Lord.
Family on the line, I love y'all. Thank God
Amen.
Bless
God
thank
bless you. God keep you. We love you. Hallelujah. So good to have you back on the line. Amen. We were praying for you last week, and I'm so glad to see that everyone is trickling back in on the line. And I thank God for the strength, amen, and to be able to be in position at the line still continues to go and continues to grow. Amen. Hallelujah. God bless you. God keep you in class, and we love you so much. And we thank God for you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Cousin Bonnie and Aunt Vera, God bless you both. Welcome. How y'all doing and how y'all been?
Yeah. Good morning, everybody. Say good morning, Mama.
Good morning.
We doing good.
Amen.
Good morning, Amen. Good morning. And we're here. So good morning, everybody.
Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Glory to God. So good to hear y'all both this morning. God bless you. God keep you. We love you. We thank God for you. Hallelujah. Glory
Amen.
To God. I hope y'all can hear me good this morning. I'm not in Houston, so can you hear me good?
Yes.
Amen.
Okay, good. Because I'm in the area in Port Arthur that the area may not be good as far as the connection, but if y'all can hear me good, thank God for it. Amen. God bless y'all again. God bless you. Amen. I don't quite know this number, but let's see. Is Aunt Bernstein on the line? Okay. Yeah, Bernstein, I don't. Okay. Who number is 318-757-6451?
That's my number, Brenda. Brenda Gale.
Hey, fucking Brenda Gale. God bless you. Welcome. How you doing and how you been?
Good morning, family. Good morning, Tawanika.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. I'm good. I've had a good week. I am so grateful for all my family, my
Amen.
Friends, and my loved ones that showed us so much love and support.
Amen.
And I just pray that God bless each of you in a special way. To God be the glory. Thank you, Lord.
To God be the glory. Thank you, Lord. God bless you. God keep you. Amen. May God continue to be your strength and the strength of your siblings. And we love you. We thank God for you. I thought that was your number,
Amen.
And I looked at my phone, but that's a – I was like, I think that's your number, but I wasn't sure. And I went to my phone to look, and I said, well, no, that's a different number. So I'm glad to know that that is your number. We're so glad to have you on the line today. Amen and amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God. Cousin Sean Denise, God bless you. Welcome. How you doing and how you been?
Good morning, family. Good morning, Dominica. I am so thankful to be on this call this morning. It's a day that I don't have to work, and I had to give back 13 Saturdays for when I was sick. So I am thankful. I am grateful. It is so good to be on this call and so grateful to have good family. So God
Amen.
Bless you all, and I love you all.
Amen. We love you, too. God bless you. So good to see when you popped in this morning. I said, oh, glory to God. I have been thinking about you, and I said, wow, when I see you on the line, I said, look at God. So God bless you. God keep you. We're so glad to have you. We love you so much, Cousin Underneath, and we thank God for you. Hallelujah. Yes,
Amen.
We're a wonderful family
Hallelujah.
To be a part of a praying family. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God
Amen.
Bless you and
Amen.
Keep you. Amen and amen. Glory to God. Cousin Dorita, God bless you. Welcome. How you doing and how you been?
I'm blessed in Jesus' name. I had a good night's sleep, And I thank the Lord for letting me wake up to get on the line. And I want to say everybody on the line, I love you and have a blessed weekend. Amen.
Amen. We love you too. God bless you. God keep you. Amen. So good to have you on the line. We love you so much. Hallelujah. Come in. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Okay, thank you. Hallelujah. All right, God bless you. God keep it. Cousin Kim, God bless you. Welcome. How you doing and how you been?
Good morning, family. It's just a blessing to be here on the line. Just a blessing just to hear my family voices on the phone this morning. And hope and pray all is well. All is well with me. God is good. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, God bless you, Cousin Kim. We love you. We thank God for you. My Lord, my God, I always get to see you online. When I don't see certain people, and I say, okay, where's everybody at? And then everybody gets to popping in, and I say, okay, there go, Kim. Glory to God. God bless you. We love you so much, and we thank God for you. Hallelujah, God. Mama,
amen.
God bless you. Welcome. How you doing, and how you been?
Good, blessed morning from Houston to Federal, Indiana. I'm doing good. Because you know what? My feet is not turned straight up in the air, and I'm not on the cooling board this month. So the Lord starts fitting me.
Amen.
To be here today. Amen.
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 Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God bless you, Mom. We thank God for you. So good to hear your voice on the line this morning. I was looking for you, and I said, man, where's she at? And then you popped on in. So God bless you, God bless you. Hallelujah. We thank God for you. Amen. I'm doing good this morning. Thank God for the day. Amen. And just, I just tell us to be focused on the assignment. We all have an assignment in this life, and I pray that we fulfill that assignment that God has called us to do. I was talking to a friend this morning, and he was just talking about, oh, if I can, you know, if anybody asks me what I want, I would, you know, if I can make my money, be a millionaire, and then have this and that. And I said, that's what you would ask? That's what you would want? And I tell you with all my heart is to have a closer relationship with God and to walk with God and do what God has called me to do. So I've been called off my job. And that's how I told my mom, I was like, okay, God said my assignment is up there. And some people would be in fear of making that kind of move and saying, God said, come off the job. Your assignment is complete. I have more for you to do. I need you to be in position for my people. And so I told my job, I said, well, this is, I want to turn in my 2 weeks notice today, but I want to make this my last day. And then my supervisor, she began to cry and said, but why? Why do you want to leave? And, you know, we don't want you to go, and can we work something out that, and I said, well, my assignment here has been completed. You know, it wasn't about the position, it was about the assignment that God had me on in that job, you know, on that job. And so I just thank God for what God is doing. And when you just allow God to lead you and guide you, and say walking by faith and not by sight, a lot of times we're afraid of how we're going to get this done and, you know, how is this going to be. When you trust God and when you live your life for God, I put it like that, when you live your life for God and not just for self, it's just a different walk. It's a different, when you wake up, you wake up different. When you lay down to sleep, you lay down different because you lay down with God in your mind and say, Lord, what do you have for me to do as you prepare me for the next day and what I got to rise up and to do? So I just encourage you to seek God even more, family, and asking God, what will you have for me to do? Because I know we have a lot of stuff that we want to do, you know, ourselves. You know, we want a vacation. We want to go here. We want to do this. We have a bucket list of things to do. But I just encourage you to seek God even the more. And ask, Lord, what will you have for me to do? Where will you have for me to go? And what will you have for me to say? Because I have a lot of words and a lot of things, a lot of places I want to do and go. But it's first of all, God, what will you have for me to do that you may get all the praise and all the glory will go to you.
Amen.
So, you know, I just encourage your family to seek the things of God. The Bible tells us that's what's only going to last at the end of this life. Amen. So God bless you and God keep you, family. And it looks like we have a sister Sharon, Mama Sharon Gordon is popped in on the line. So God bless you. Welcome. How you
God
doing? How
bless
you doing?
You. Welcome.
God bless you.
It's a beautiful testimony that God
where
you have you to go.
something
yes,
we get gift for a season. And then you have to leave. Because God is good. And what you think you can do, the door is wide open for you. All you have to do is walk on in. But give your life to God. Amen. That was a beautiful.
Amen. Amen, Lord. I'm excited about it. I'm excited. You know, God, he'll make it, if you're trying to stay longer than you're supposed to, he'll make it uncomfortable for you. And I just say, all right, Lord, when it's time for me to move, I'm going to move like you tell me to move. It's so much more for me to do in ministry. I'm just excited about what God has called me to do, you know, in this season. And I'm just going to walk in it. My life is,
walk
I give my
in,
life over to him. And I want more. We need, God knows we need money to pay bills. We need all that, you know, to take care of stuff. But I need more of him. You know, I need more of him, more of him, more of him.
Oh, yes.
You know, more like him. So when people see me, they see God. You know, they see the God in me. They see the God in me. And so that's more important than anything. And as we get older, and a lot of us on this line older, amen. You know, you when you look back when you were in your 20s and 30s and 40s, the things you used to desire is not the same. It shouldn't be the same. Let me say that. It shouldn't be the same. You shouldn't be still trying to get more clothes and more jewelry and then the next new car. That shouldn't be as important as when you was in your 20s and 30s and raising children. You know, so again,
that's
I just encourage us to do what God has called us to do. Amen. So God bless your family. God bless you. Our scripture today is coming from the book of Matthew. Matthew chapter 16, verse 24-28. That's Matthew chapter 16, verse 24-28. Hallelujah. And I'm just closing my eyes so we can hear so that we don't get the feedback on each of our lines. Glory to God. Amen. The song came to my mind this morning while we are looking at the scripture. It's the song which says, when God is in it, there is no limit. I don't know if you ever heard that song. When God is in it, there is no limit. We serve a God of increase. We serve a God of more than enough that he can take the little bit that you have, whether that's in knowledge, whether that's in faith, whether that's in love, whether that's in strength, and whether that's in help or whether that's in your finances. We serve a God that is able. We serve a God of increase. We serve a God of low limits. Amen. There's nothing, there's nowhere that we can go, hallelujah, that God cannot, hallelujah, go and be with us. He's always with us. If you have received Christ, you have Christ working on the inside. Amen. Always there, leading and guiding us if we would just listen and follow the instructions that we'll truly be protected and kept. Amen. Hallelujah. The Bible says in the book of Matthew chapter 16, I'm coming from the New King James Version, verse 24 to 28, it says, then Jesus said to his disciples, if anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whoever desires to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. For what profit is it to a man if he gains the whole world and loses his own soul? Or what will a man give in exchange for his soul? Verse 27 says, for the Son of Man will come in the glory of his Father with his angels, and then he will reward each according to his works. Verse 28 says, assuredly I say to you, there are some standing here who shall not taste death till they see the Son of Man coming in his kingdom. Hallelujah. This is Jesus speaking. The Bible said, and Jesus said, he said this to his disciples. Hallelujah. So when Jesus used this picture of his followers taking up their cross to follow him, the disciples knew what he meant. Because then crucifixion was a common Roman method of execution, and condemned criminals had to carry their crosses through the streets to the execution site. following Jesus therefore meant a true commitment, the risk of death, and no turning back. Amen. See, the possibility of losing their lives was very real for these disciples as well as for Jesus. The real discipleship implies real commitment, family, pledging our whole existence to God's service. If we try to save our physical lives from death, pain, or discomfort, we may risk losing eternal life. If we protect ourselves from the pain God calls us to suffer, we begin to die spiritually and emotionally. See, our lives turn inward, and we lose our intended purpose. So when we give our lives in service to Jesus, however, we discover the real purpose of living. Hallelujah. As I get ready to close up here in scripture, amen, Lord, we just thank you. Lord, I pray, oh God, that you would till the ground of our hearts, that we can receive your word on today. Oh, Lord, that you would let us receive right now revelation and knowledge and wisdom and understanding of your word that we can apply to our daily lives, that we live a life that is upright and pleasing to thy sight, oh Lord, that we won't just be readers and hearers but doers of your word that you've called us to be. When we look at the scripture here, family, in verse 26, it says, for what profit is it to a man if he gains the whole world and loses his own soul, or what will a man give in exchange for his soul? When we don't know Jesus, we make choices as though there were no afterlife. In reality, the life we live now is just the introduction to eternity. How we live during this brief span determines our eternal state. What we accumulate on earth has no value in gaining eternal life. Even the highest social or civic honors cannot earn us entrance into heaven. Evaluate your lifestyle from an eternal perspective, and you will find your values and decisions changing. Amen. Father God, I ask in Jesus' name that you add a blessing to the readers, the hearers, and most of all, the doers of your word. It is our prayer that we become the doers of your word. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen.
Amen.
And amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Anybody talk to Ernestine this morning? Because she's normally on the phone. Or just checking off. She's normally the first one on the line in the morning. Anybody hear from Aunt Ernestine?
No, I haven't. She might be asleep.
Might be asleep. Okay, okay. All righty. At this time, we're going to have our prayer petition. Amen. Aunt Clancy, God bless you. Go ahead.
Yes, thank you for the wonderful prayers this morning. I pray for everybody that's on the line that God will bless you and keep you and make you strong. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
Hallelujah.
What a God
amen.
We serve. What a God. What a God. What a good God.
Yes, Lord. Amen.
Thank
Lord,
you,
we
Jesus.
Just want to say thank you, Father God. Lord, I ask in Jesus' name, oh God, as your daughter's petition, to bless all of us on the line, oh God. Oh, Lord,
yes,
bless this family, oh God, as a whole, Father God. And Lord, we pray that you would just continue to strengthen us, oh God. And oh, Lord, that we will walk according to your word, according to your stature, oh God. That we will truly, oh God, be that vessel that you can flow through unhindered, oh God, seeking to do your will, rising up, oh God, seeking first your kingdom and all your righteousness. But Father God, your word says in obedience there is blessing, comes blessing, but in disobedience comes the first, oh God. So Lord, I pray in Jesus' name that we will have the spirit of obedience, oh God, to be obedient to your will, oh God. Hallelujah. To the day we take our last breath, oh God, and we just want to say thank you, Father God.
Thank you, Lord.
Lord, I ask God for your blessing, oh God, that you will bless us and those in our family, oh God, and all that we love and concerned about in your multiplying, oh God, that you will multiply us, oh God, with our goodness and our favor and your protection, oh God. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you.
Thank you, Father God.
We declare to come. Number 6:24-25 said, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. And, Lord, we thank you for our ancestors. We ask that you just continue to bless us with long life, oh, God, that you would continue to be in strength and that joy overtake all the things of our life. In peace, be still. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray with thanksgiving. To God be the glory. Amen.
What a God.
Amen.
What a God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. God bless you, Ancestor. We love you so much.
Thank you.
And we
love
thank
you
God
too.
For you. Amen. Yes. Amen.
Thank you.
God bless you. Go ahead.
Yes, and I also pray for all of us on the line and continue praying for me and my family and my health and my strength. It's time to hear my arthritis. Thank you. But I'm still trying to do what God wants me to do.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Yeah. Amen. Hallelujah. Hey, Vera.
She's asleep.
She's asleep. Okay. Well, we thank God for sleep. Amen. Restoration is for sleep. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let us pray. Father God, we come with all faith, believing, and trusting for a mighty move in the life of your daughter, Laverne, and her mother, Vera, and all that she loves and concerned about, oh God, her husband and children, oh God. And Lord, we just pray, oh God, that you would continue to be her strength, oh God. Oh Lord, we know you to be a healer. So Lord, we ask in Jesus' name that even right now, oh God, that you release your healing virtue, oh God, healing anointing into our body, oh God. Lord, restore every organ, every cell, every ligament, every muscle, every tissue, every nerve, every bone. Oh Lord, every part of our body, let restoration and healing come right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you, Father God, as we decree and declare with all faith that it is so, and it shall be no other way. Amen. And we thank you for it, Lord. We bless your
thank
holy
you.
Name, oh God. We decree and declare salvation and healing, oh God, that you will give her the strength, oh God, that in your strength that she can crush an arm, oh God, with you, Father God, that she can scale any wall in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, your word says in Psalm 29:11 that the Lord gives strength to his people. So, Lord, I ask that you give her strength right now, oh God, because she belongs to you, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My Lord, my God, and we just want to say thank you. We decree in the class Psalm 62:11, God said to me once and for all the strength and power you need flows from me. So, Lord, let it flow to your daughter, oh God. Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and we just want to say thank you. Oh, Lord, let our heartbeats, the rhythm of life, oh God, bring in healing to every part of our body, oh God. Hallelujah. And we thank you for it, Father God. We decree and declare what our faith that eyes have not seen or ears have not heard or entered into the hearts of men, the plans that God has for you, his daughter, his child. And Lord, we thank you for it. Help us to receive it on today, oh God. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray. We bless you. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
God bless you.
Glory.
Thank God for you. Amen. Amen. Cousin Brenda, God bless you. Go ahead.
Yes, God bless us and God keep us and give us that genuine love that runs from heart to heart and breath to breath. And I pray that God's will be done in my life and with the life that is pleasing to God. And continue to do God's will. To God be the glory. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
For the life of your daughter, God, Lord, we just pray, oh God, as we touch and agree with all faith on today. Oh, Lord, the increases in love to love even the more, God, because your word says you command us to love you one another, oh God. And, oh, Lord, help us to operate in love, oh God, quick to forgive, oh God, and slow to anger, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I'm always ready to forgive, amen. And we just want to say thank you, Father God. We are coming, we decree in the 1 Chronicles 16:34 that said, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, his love endures forever. Oh Lord, that kind of love that endures forever, the love of Christ, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we just want to say thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
For the Bible says in Jeremiah 31:3, said God told them, I've never quit loving you and never will. Expect love and more love. Oh, Lord, let us operate in that, oh, God, for our family members and loved ones to expect love and more love from us, oh, God, amen. And Lord, we just want to say thank you for your love.
Thank you, Lord.
We thank you, Father God. We decree and declare your goodness on today. And, Lord, I pray that your goodness will overtake your daughter, Brenda Gale, and all that she loves and concerned about. And joy, oh, God, will be her portion. and all that she's ever concerned about.
Yes,
in Jesus' precious holy name, we pray. To God be the glory. Amen and
yes,
amen.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God bless you. Come again. We
glory,
love you.
Hallelujah.
We thank God for you. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Cousin Chandanese, God bless you. Go ahead.
I pray that God continues to bless you. I know what you're saying when it's your season. I'm going through the same thing on my job. So I know that once you do God's will, he's going to make a way. You know, the self of us want to worry about how we're going to make it, how we're going to pay our bills. But as long as you trust God, I know that he's going to make a way. And I also want to thank God for my mom that's on this call. And thank God for our family. You know, we met a couple weeks ago for the burial of Auntie Ruth and May, but it's time for us to get together and remember who we have in our family. So I just want to thank God for all on this call, all of our children. And God continue to direct you in a way that you can continue to do his will. Amen.
Amen. Glory to God. God
Amen.
Bless you, Cousin Chandanese. Amen. I receive it in Jesus' name. And Father God, I just ask, oh God, as we come together on today, Lord, that you would just continue to pour in great and mighty into the life and hallelujah of your daughter, Chandanese, your servant, oh God, that as she goes therefore to do your work, oh God, that you would strengthen her, God. Oh Lord, let healing come, oh God. Let complete wholeness and healing come into her life, into her body. And those that she loved and concerned about, Lord, let her speak with the boldness and the confidence and the power of the Holy Ghost. So God, refresh the anointing that's on her life, oh God, that she can keep on keeping on. Oh Lord, I ask that you bless her with long life. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, oh Lord, let her children rise up and call her blessed. Let her family rise up and call her blessed. Let strangers rise up and call her blessed, knowing that you have blessed us. And your word said that you are blessed. Amen. No man can curse. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, my Lord, my God, and we just want to say thank you. Oh, Lord, let your glory be seen upon her life, that when she walk into a place, they will say that she need to be a woman about. Amen. That they will be ready to receive. Amen. Hallelujah. And we just want to say thank you. We decree and declare the goodness of the Lord shall follow you all the days of your life. Amen. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray and we bless you. To God be the glory. Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
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 God bless you.
Hallelujah.
God keep you.
Yes.
May God continue to strengthen you and pour into you to keep it on.
Yes,
keep it on. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The devil,
he can't
keep you down. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Still praise.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God
hallelujah.
You. We thank God for you. Hallelujah. Amen. Cousin Dorita, God bless you. Go ahead.
I want you to pray for my entire family, all my aunts and aunties in their 80s and 90s, and they all up doing for themselves. And I thank the Lord and pray for me to get out this bed and walk in Jesus' name. And I thank the Lord that my sister is feeling better in her body this morning. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. We touch and agree with you on today.
Amen.
Oh, Heavenly Father, we come touching and agree with your daughter this morning. All that she's petitioned, oh God, that you would continue to strengthen, oh God, those in her family, oh God, that in their the elderly years, oh God, that you would continue to bless them. Oh Lord, continue to be their strength, be their peace, be their way, be their truth, oh God, that they would continue to live this long life, oh God, in good health of being able to do for themselves. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we pray, oh God, because we know that you're able, oh God, to make your daughter able, oh God, to rise up and walk
Lord.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, we've seen you do it over and over again. Amen. We've seen you do it for many. Oh Lord, we know if you've done it before, if you've done it for others, if you've done it for us, oh God, that you would do it for, oh God, for your daughter, Doris. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we pray that you would see her strength, oh God. Amen. That you increase her the more in her faith, oh God. Know that you're able to work a miracle in her and for her, even right now, in the mighty name
Thank God for this continuance of this prayer line. Thank you, Tarmika, and, you know, God giving you the strength and, you know, to continue this line for us. And we just look forward to it, and I look forward to it, and
Amen.
All the aunts look forward to it. And just thank
Amen.
God, and just thank God for Brenda Gale and Tiny and Donna Ray and stuff. They did a wonderful job
yeah.
with taking care of Angie and the family, and we just don't come together. The good thing about us is we don't just come together for a funeral. So, you know, we get to see each other, you know, throughout the year and stuff like that. And so it's just a blessing, and it's just a blessing for us all to be together and travel travel to and from. So just thank God and just pray for me as I continue on this journey and just, you know, pray for my endurance and my strength.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I love what you just said, and I just thank God for this family and that we do come together. Amen. We don't just call and say, guess what happened? Do you know this, that we're connected here every Saturday on the line, praise God, and even some of our family members going to and from visiting one another, you know, and taking that time out with one another and loving on one another, amen. And so glory to God,
amen.
Gracious Father God, we come before you. Oh, Lord, just touching and agreeing on today with your daughter, Kim, oh, God. And, Lord, we just pray that you will continue to bless her and be her strength, oh, God, to endure even the more. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ with grace, oh, God. And we just want to say thank you, Father God, that you're able, oh, God, to keep her in a way that she needs to be kept, oh, God. And, Lord, we just pray that you continue to protect, oh, God, and her children, oh, God, and her grandchildren, all that she loves and concerned about. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to, oh, Lord, just thank you, oh, God, that, oh, Lord, because even right now, Father God, that you're able to turn every situation around concerning us and those in our family and every situation concerning your daughter. And we just thank you for it, Lord God. We can't thank you enough, but yet and still we thank you, Lord. Oh, Lord, I ask in Jesus' name, oh, God, that you will bless us. Lord, that you will open up the windows of heaven and pour our blessings upon her life, that she won't have room enough to receive, that others will be blessed by the overflow. So, Lord, we thank you for the overflow of blessings right now. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name that we pray with thanksgiving. To God be the glory. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. God bless you, Cousin Kim. We love you so much. We thank God for you.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Mama, God bless
Hallelujah.
You. Go ahead.
All right, good. I just, you prayed for everything. Just pray for the family and bereaved people that's going through funerals today. That's my prayer. And Taiwan Mackey. Amen.
Amen. Glory to God. Oh, gracious Lord, we come before you, Lord. We come touching and agreeing with your daughter, Carolyn, today with combined faith, oh, God. And, Lord, we first of all, we just thank you, Lord God, for family, oh, God. We thank you for this family, Lord. We just pray that you will continue to keep this family, oh, God, that your hedge of protection be around this family. Let there be no preparation or penetration to these hedges of protection, oh, God. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. We pray for the bereaved on today, oh, God, those that have lost a loved one, oh, God. We call upon you, Lord of all hope, oh, God, that you restore the the hope to that family. Restore the joy, God, even right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that they will have this opportunity, oh God, those that have not received Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, that even right now, God, in the midst of their loss, oh God, in the midst of their sorrow, God, that they will ask, how can I be saved? Amen. It is our prayer on today that all be saved. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, and those in our family that have not received Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, that even in this hour as we are praying up, that they will, hallelujah, that there will be a Holy Ghost arrest. Amen. That they will have an encounter with the Holy Spirit, that they will, hallelujah, turn their life around, and that they will serve God and receive Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. We pray that they will come out of darkness and operate in your marvelous light even right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we lift up Taiwan back here on today, oh God, and we pray his deliverance, oh God, that you would deliver him, oh God, from every form or way of addiction, oh God, anything that's not of you, oh God, let it be uprooted out of his life and cast down, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh Lord, give him a new life to live, oh God, let his desires be your desires, oh God, to serve you even the more, to seek you out, amen, and not things of this world. And we decree and declare victory over his life. We decree and declare he shall live and not dying, and proclaim the good news of the Lord our God. And we just want to say thank you, Father God. We thank you for answered prayers concerning our family, concerning our brother on today, amen. And we thank you and we love you. And we decree and declare with all faith that it is so, and it shall be no other way. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray with thanksgiving. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God bless you, Mama. We love you and we thank God for you. Amen. Cousin Carol, as they say, Carolyn. Amen. Mama Karen Gordon, God bless you. Go ahead.
God bless you, Tapanika, and everyone that is on this phone this morning. I count it a blessing to be on the phone this morning. I thank God for waking us up on a new day that we had never seen before. And I so thank the Lord that my voice is coming back. I just love God. I want to be more and more like God.
I'm Lord.
You in the name of Jesus, pray for my three sisters in the name of the Lord. And I also pray for the whole family this morning. It's on the phone. Because one thing we know, we got Jesus, Jesus alone, and God will never leave us or forsake us. For all we got to do, put all our trust in God, not no little bit. Put all your trust in God, and God will work it out. Amen.
Yes, Lord.
I'm so glad to be on the phone this morning because I've been under the weather. And then my sister came home. She under the weather. But God's going to work it out. He's going to work it out.
Yes,
and I know you. Praise God. Tabernacle, I love you. And you keep on doing what God has you to do. Because it's a season for everything. We might don't understand. But it's a season that we have to go through with. And I want you to keep doing what God wants you to do in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Let us pray, oh gracious Father God in heaven. Lord, we just come lifting up your daughter on today, oh God, and we pray, oh God, for complete restoration, oh God. Oh Lord, that you restore, oh God, to your goodness. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, let restoration come. Restore every organ, every steel, every ligament, every muscle, every tissue, oh God, in the body of God. Oh Lord, speak to the blood on today, for we know life of the flesh is in the blood, and let our heart be filled with life, oh God. Oh, Lord, let your overtake her even right now, God. Oh, Lord, knowing that it is already done, oh, God. And, oh, Lord, I ask in Jesus' name, oh, God, that you would touch the hearts and minds of our sister, oh, God. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, that they would seek to serve you even more, God, to seek out your will, oh, God. Let your will be done, hallelujah, in their life, oh, God. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, I pray, oh, God, for her family, oh, God. Anything, oh, God, that's not of you, that's operating a blood bloodline, oh God, in our family, in our homes, in our life, oh God. Let it be uprooted and cast down right now, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and Lord, replace with all of you, Father God, amen. And we just want to say thank you. We decree and declare your hedge of protection around the family, oh God. We decree and declare your goodness operating through and about our life, oh Lord. And Lord, we pray, oh God,
yes,
that you add a blessing, oh God, even the more, oh God, even the more, amen. And we just want to say thank you, Father God. We declare and declare it is so, and it shall be no other way. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray with thanksgiving. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Amen. God bless you, Mama Sharon. We love you. We thank God for you. Hallelujah. Just had to close the line out. We got somebody's background and wanted to make sure that we could hear. God bless you, family. It's been a blessing to be on the line this morning. Just thanking God for his goodness. Just continue to pray for me and my family. Amen. As we do a little bit of transitioning here, as God is moving me from one place to another and just trusting God in the move. I'm just believing God for it all and thanking God. So excited about what God is doing in my life. Amen. As we get ready to close out here, I'll close us out in prayer, and then I'll call your name. If you have anything you'd like to say after this prayer, please do so. Just praying for our peace and the peace of this family. Let not your heart be troubled, family. Just trust in the Lord. Amen. With all our heart, and lean not to your own understanding. Amen. Hallelujah. As I say this, peace is one of the fruit of the Spirit. And book of Galatians 5:22, and as a child of God, confusion and strife vex you and don't agree with your spirit. You can't be around that. It is not normal. The church is to be God's community of shalom, which is peace. The Bible says in Romans 12:18, if it is possible, as much as depends on you, live peaceably with all men. Prosperous people are peaceful people. They are blessed. They are more than enough. They love life and see good days. They are citizens of the heavenly kingdom of God because they've been redeemed from the curse of sin and death. Let us pray. Oh, gracious Lord, we come before you. Father God, I ask in Jesus' name that all that's on the line today, oh God, as we have come by faith, oh God, we come believing and trusting you in all things, for all things in our lives and those in our family. Lord, it's our prayer on today that every family member be saved, oh God, and that there be no lack of your goodness in our lives and those in our family. Lord, I pray that you would divinely intervene in every situation concerning us and those that we love and concerned about. We decree and declare that our life is good and our days are good because we keep our tongue from evil. We hate evil and do good, and we seek after peace. We commit our life to peace and prosperity in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We decree and declare with all faith that we will live in peace and we will walk in peace and we will seek peace. Amen. Jesus is our peace. We are a peaceful person. Amen. We decree and declare that he is our Jehovah Shalom, our prosperity and our peace. We will walk in peace all the days of our lives. We will see good and we will love life and we will have many good days. Amen. We are blessed and prosperous because we are a peaceable person, and we thank you for it, Lord. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray with thanksgiving. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Come on, family, let's give God some praise. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes, and the holiday season, amen. I just pray that keep us safe. Hallelujah. I lost a classmate who was my age. I'm 48. Just on Monday, amen, and she's married 20-some years with children, just praying for their family on today. I say, I just pray we all be ready, amen.
Be ready. Hey,
it's going to be a day, you know, we don't know when that day may be. I just pray that we all be ready, amen, that we can rejoice, amen, and we send our brothers and sisters home knowing they are with the Lord, amen, because they have received Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior.
Yes.
Hallelujah, that they've been saved from this world. Amen. So God bless your family at this time. If you have anything you'd like to say, please do so. If not, just say amen. Ain't classy? God bless you.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Cousin Bonnie and Aunt Vera, God bless you.
Amen.
Amen. Cousin Brenda Gale, God bless you.
Amen.
Amen. Cousin Sean Denise, God bless you.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Cousin Dorita, God bless you.
Amen.
Amen. Cousin Kim, God bless you.
Amen. And glory to God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Mama, God bless you.
Amen. Thank you for praying in the seating for us. Amen. Until we meet again
Amen.
Next Saturday.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Mama Sharon Gordon, God bless you.
Amen and hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hey, Brenda.
Amen.
Amen.
Morning, Cher.
Okay.
Hey. Cousin Dorita, God bless you. I think I skipped you. I'm not sure if
I was on Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. God bless you, family. It's been a good time. I just thank God for you that you decided to press on in. And
Amen.
I know many of you decided to keep us from the line. I could sleep a little bit longer. I need to do this. But I just thank God for you that you found it in your heart and your time to get on the line today, as God is using us for each other and understand that we all
Amen.
Need one another. Amen.
Amen.
So I just thank God for you all, allowing God to use you
Hallelujah.
For my life. Amen. It's truly been a blessing.
Amen.
And now may the Lord bless
Amen.
You and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you, giving you his peace. Let the word of the truth, the word of truth, be the seed that God used to bring a barn bursting harvest into our lives as we walk in path of righteousness for his name's sake, because he has redeemed us. We are more than conquerors. We have overcome the world, the flesh, and the devil. So let us live in victory, knowing that beyond a shadow of any doubt, we are triumphed
Amen.
Because of what the Lord has done. Amen. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray, we believe, we receive. To God be the glory. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Amen.
I love you. And I thank God
love
for
you.
You. Hallelujah.
Love
thank
you,
Jesus.
Amen.
Oh, I want to see him look upon his face. Let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory.
Yes,
let me lift
Lord.
My voice. Cares all past, hold me last, ever to rejoice.
I wanna hear you say.
Give it back to you. You gave me my husband, you know I love him. And now I'll give him back so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally start breathing, yeah. King on the throne. Hold up, wait a minute. Gold Street, gold mansion. Just because I look gone with a passion. Can't get you when I get, but if you're asking, he'll give you that like, can you imagine? Living without all his grace. Sometimes I still get amazed. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Praise you for all of my days. Until I finally stop breathing, yeah.
One time,
oh, I just wanna hear him say, oh, one time, one time,
one time.
to get there on a great day. But when I get to heaven, gonna sing and shout. Then nobody there to put me out. But I